Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll travel to the Nassawango Creek Nature Preserve and find out why ecologists set fire to more than 70 acres of the state's largest privately owned natural area earlier this week. But first, Ocean City is gearing up for yet another summer season, and while the idea of sitting on your beach chair with an umbrella drink is still, quite honestly, some distance away, behind the scenes, this is the prime season for the city to get all of its proverbial ducks in a row for the 2014 fiscal year. Most notably, its budget. At a time of year when it doesn't matter about council majorities or advertising strategies for tourism or even the weather, the budget is purely a numbers game. And with each and every number being heavily scrutinized and inspected, that scrutiny and inspection often carries over to each and every member of the mayor and city council. So with that in mind, I sat down with Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan this week to talk about some of the proposed cuts and the additional revenue ideas that are pitched in the 2014 budget, starting with some that have raised more than a few eyebrows in the town of Ocean City. We started with one glaring change to the budget process this year, at least for him.
The budget is a little different this year. Of course, last year during this time, I was actually the acting city manager, and not only the mayor, but I presented the budget to the council. And I presented a budget at constant yield, which was about 46.8 cents. Really, there was very little discussion about the budget that was presented last year. And the budget, right before it was passed, the council and then the council majority arbitrarily reduced the budget by 1 cent and took that money out of our fund balance. And really, that's a false sense because we really needed that particular amount. You take it out of fund balance last year. Well, now what that really does is that puts you 2 cents behind going into this year. New city manager, little different way he presented the budget. Didn't actually present a formal recommendation yet. What he did was he pretty much just presented to us what he was thinking about and asked us to begin our conversations. And with that, we were probably at about 2.5 cents or a little bit more above last year. Through a lot of deliberations, through examining some ways to cut expenses, some ways to find additional revenues, I believe we've got that down where we've cut or evened out, 1.5 cents of that. So we're back to 1 cent over last year, which is really where we should be. That's getting us back to the constant yield from last year and putting back the money that was taken so that we can move forward in a very solid position. This budget also does not take any money out of fund balance. It actually allows us to grow our fund balance to 15% of our operating budget. And when you look back at what we just experienced with Hurricane Sandy, that cost us $1.5 million out of fund balance. Now, we hope to get some of that back. If you look at what happened in other areas, that 15% is probably where we need to be because you just never know. Mm-hmm. And it's a solid financial position. That's the wish of this current council, so I believe that's where we'll end up. Last year, we ended up taking about $2.4 million out of the fund balance. So this is a very solid budget. It puts us back on track, I think, where we should be. Brian, whenever you make cuts or you increase revenues, somebody isn't happy because it's a change. And I think we're very cognizant of that and try to balance what we do, try to look at the city as a whole, our taxpayers as a whole. We realize some things might affect some more than others, but we really try to balance that out. Everybody has a tendency to look at, well, why didn't you do that to them? And we're not trying to do anything to anybody. What we're trying to do is really keep the city sound. And, there's some issues, and there's always going to be, but we're going to work through them. We haven't made final decisions. We're going to try to do our best to mediate any problems. But, there are going to be a few changes, and I think they'll make us stronger. And I also think there are things that once they're in place, once there's a cut or a raise on a few things, it'll be very quickly forgotten as we're able to prove we can move forward with that position.
What I think people are seeing during these budget conversations are the headlines of what these cuts are going to be or what they're proposed to be and these potential added revenues. Let's highlight a few of the proposed cuts. First of all, to the Ocean City bus system, the night shift, as they call it, is, on the chopping block, so to speak. Highlight that and why that is being considered at this time. I know it's been talked about for years.
And when we talk about our transportation system, of course, the general fund subsidizes transportation system to the tune of about $1.6 million. I mean, transportation systems don't typically make money. They're subsidized. We're very fortunate to have a very good transportation system. But what we did is we continually to look at it and to figure out a way for it to work better. And it was apparent to us that during the off-season now, that midnight shift, or that shift between 12 midnight and 6 in the morning, was the least used shift on that bus. We're basically running that bus service really to accommodate a small number of people. Are they important to us? Absolutely. But what we have to do is look at the strength of the whole system and how we're going to continue to operate it and where we need to invest our dollars. You know, it's interesting, but if you live in Washington, D.C., and during the week you want to take the metro, it stops running at midnight. The buses stop. I mean, you go to other areas, Salisbury, other areas around, and you're going to find that it's very rare that transportation systems run all night long. It wasn't viable, but in order to maintain the vitality of that system, in order to keep it strong, to invest where we need to invest, we're going to go ahead, and that's been proposed, to make that cut of the midnight shift just during the off season. And that would only be Sunday through Thursday. It'll continue to run 24 hours on weekends and during holiday time periods.
I've heard it said by politicians on both sides of the argument for years that the longer that property assessments go down and the longer that we have to, you know, proverbially tighten the belt, you know, the more we have to look as a community about what services we have and what we're willing to actually pay to ensure those sort of quote-unquote luxuries. And, you know, that leads us to the very historically cheap parking in the inlet parking lot or throughout town. Throughout town, most of it is unmetered. The city came up with three streets to meter. I believe it's 146th Street, 49th Street, and 131st Street. You know, approximately $130,000 of projected revenue. Why these streets and why the proposed increase to $3 an hour during the summer months at the inlet?
The meters currently are typically located in the commercial areas, not in the residential areas. Parking meters are used for a number of things. Yes, they generate revenue, but they also, in the side streets in the downtown area, create turnover for the businesses. Otherwise, people just stay there and park for 24 hours, and it really doesn't provide the traffic that business communities need to be successful. The inlet parking lot, we've raised it a quarter only on weekends. That's only Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, what we have found is on weekends we get a large number of day trippers, people just coming for the day, that they come in and they spend the whole day there. And that's great. We love to have them as our visitors, but it also comes with a cost. Mm-hmm. And there's a cleanup cost. There's an awful lot of things, you know, that create expenses for us. What we're trying to do is make sure that those expenses are spread to everybody. Doesn't change during the week. Then, of course, there were proposals to put parking meters everywhere. I'm not in favor of that particularly, but a few streets were suggested, and when you listen to the basis behind those suggestions, they seem to make sense. 146th Street is right at the Delaware line. Just on the other side is parking in Delaware that's paid. We have 146th Street. It is basically, you know, people that come to the beach or some of the condominium owners there who do have a huge parking lot also tend to park in that street to save their parking spaces. It's 40 spaces. The condominium right there has a huge parking lot. Also, if you go one block over to 45th Street, and the condo that has the most concern about this spans the whole block between 45th and 46th, if you go to 45th Street, there's 62 free parking spaces on that street. We were really trying not to affect people. In some cases, it might change things a little bit, but I think in the long run, it'll work. It'll create, as you said, additional revenue that will help offset other expenses, and that's our goal.
Certainly, in the case of 146th Street, I mean, this was proposed 3 years ago, and the people who live on that street took huge issue with it 3 years ago. They've done that again this year, even going as far as to say that they're going to build some sort of gate blocking the road between 146th and 145th. Anytime you try and cut things or raise revenue, a city or municipal government or politicians receive criticism for being greedy. That's the first thing people call you. You know, you're either trying to milk the tourists or gouge the locals. What should people really be looking at here from your perspective about those sorts of things that making these cuts or adding these revenues will help save here in the town of Ocean City?
Well, we want to continue to provide the services that 99.9% of the people are used to having. And, you know, by addressing the bus system, it'll allow us to continue to reinvest in the bus system and to offset expenses. Any revenues from parking revenues, they go right into the general fund. One of the things we did this year, of course, we hired five additional part-time employees in the Public Works Department to help keep Ocean City clean, to help clean the streets all throughout town, the whole area, because of the large number of people that come here. This will help offset that expense. Really, there's a give and take all the way through. It's not meant to target any areas or to try to upset anybody. As far as, you know, between 145th and 146th, if they want to block their parking lot, that's fine. That's certainly their decision. But, you know, our goal is to try to work with everybody. You know, we're trying to do that. It's not the easiest thing to do. There's always, you know, and the funny thing is that somebody at 146th Street says, well, why don't you, we're okay if you do everybody. And then somebody else at 18th Street says, well, we don't think you should do it here, but you ought to do it uptown. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Well, what about the concern that if you start with these three streets as a tester and it works and you make money and it saves some things, that it could open the floodgates to have paid parking all throughout the resort?
And that's a fair concern. I don't think that'll happen. I think, you know, we'll always reevaluate it, but I can tell you that's not something I support. I don't support putting parking meters on all the streets throughout town. Never have. I do think there's probably some areas, you know, that would be beneficial to everybody in the long run and help us cut expenses, but I'm not really in favor of that. And I don't think you're going to see the council do that. I think the council, let me tell you, they angst over all these types of decisions. You know, it's a lot easier to give than to take.
We've been speaking with Mayor Rick Meehan. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me here on Coastal Connection.
Well, Brian, anytime, and I hope get the chance to talk to you throughout the summer, and let's all hope for good weather.
To learn more, click to our website, wmucoast.org. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.